For decades, researchers studying the secrets of longevity have been stymied by one problem. Extremely old people, just like the rest of us, tend to lie about their age. Only they claim to be older than they actually are. Remember all those yogurt-eating mountain people from Soviet Georgia who claimed to be 150 years old? That was just the way they looked. Their ages turned out to be wildly exaggerated. But the Japanese islands of Okinawa are different, thanks to an extremely accurate record of birth certificates that date back 120 years. Gerontologists can now say, with some certainty anyway, that Okinawans live longer than any of us. NPR's Eric Weiner has the story from Okinawa.
Ushi Okushima's life is a map of the 20th century. When she was born, the Wright brothers were still a year away from their historic flight. Teddy Roosevelt was the U.S. president. When the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, Okushima was already 39 years old. She was 43 when her husband was killed in the Battle of Okinawa at the tail end of World War II. Today, at age 100, Okushima is in remarkably good shape. Her face is deeply lined, but her eyes are sharp, her handshake firm, and her mind crystal clear.
Other than the leg that got a little weaker, my body is totally in good health. I can hear clearly, and my back is just still straight. And when I walk on the street here, with my back straight, the neighbor cannot tell my age. They cannot tell that I'm a centenarian.
Okushima is active socially, too. Her friends, youngsters in their 80s and 90s, often stop by. So do her 13 grandchildren, 24 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. Okushima says she doesn't know why she has lived so long, but offers these clues. She explains that she's never smoked, never sank her teeth into a Big Mac, never even heard of McDonald's, for that matter, or the word sutoresu, the Japanese term for stress. But neither has she led the life of a monk. Until age 50, she drank heavily, sometimes getting so drunk, she says, that she couldn't find her own house in this small village. For the past half century or so, Okushima has cut back on the booze, although she still ends each day with a shot of yomogishu, a homemade brew of Okinawan sake or rice wine. She says it helps her sleep better. Okushima may be old, but she's nothing special in Okinawa, where a greater percentage of people live past 100 than anywhere else in the world. 4 times more per capita than in the U.S. Life expectancy for Okinawan women is 86 years, for men, 78. Researchers have flocked to Okinawa looking for the island's secret to longevity.
It's got the right mix of the right factors. It's the Okinawa way, is what it is.
Craig Wilcox is a gerontologist and co-author of The Okinawa Program, a book based on a 25-year study of Okinawan centenarians. At first, Wilcox and his colleagues thought genetics might explain why people here live so long. But that is not the case. Okinawa's modern healthcare system partly explains the incredible longevity. But then why do Okinawans live longer than other Japanese, who also have access to good medical care? Wilcox and his research team eventually honed in on diet. This restaurant in the village of Ogimi serves a typical Okinawan meal, lots of green leafy vegetables and a noodle soup swimming in a fish broth. The Okinawan diet contains very little salt, relatively few calories overall, but plenty of carbohydrates, lots of seafood, and also small quantities of fatty pork. Craig Wilcox says balance and moderation define what he calls the healthiest diet on the planet.
So we've got moderate amounts of the right kinds of fats here, you know, fish, a lot of soy products. It's the kind of diet that's been recommended by most nutritional authorities.
That diet, says Wilcox, helps explain why Okinawans have 80% fewer heart attacks than Americans. Cancer rates in Okinawa are also much lower than in the U.S. or Europe. So are the rates of Alzheimer's disease, diabetes, and other ailments that afflict mainly elderly people. In other words, Okinawans don't only live longer, they live better. Many Okinawans remain active well into their 80s and 90s. Dance classes like this one are typical. So is a traditional Okinawan dance called kachashi. Similar to Chinese Tai Chi, it improves flexibility. Many Okinawans also play a local sport called gate ball. It's similar to croquet, only played at a much faster pace. Take Yamakawa, a spring chicken at a mere 75 years old, says she plays competitive gate ball every day. It keeps me in good health, she says. It's good for my legs, and it keeps my mind sharp. People too old for this sport continue to stay active in other ways, weaving traditional fabrics called bashofu, for instance. Gerontologist Craig Wilcox says it's not the physical exertion itself that extends these people's lives, but rather the sense of purpose the activities provide, or what the Japanese call ikigai.
Ikigai is the concept of kind of your meaning in life. What makes your life worth living? Some activity that you really are enthusiastic about, whether it's fishing or whether it's this weaving these traditional bashofu or whether it's working in your garden. You have to have something. People who lose that sense of ikigai, that sense of purpose, it's pretty well game over after that.
Most Okinawans, in fact, continue to work well past Japan's national retirement age of 60. Okinawa, though, like much of Asia, is changing rapidly. Supersized fast food has arrived in Okinawa. At this A&W outlet, one of several on the main island, a banner screams, "Bigger burgers." At the same time, the pace of life in Okinawa is speeding up. As one person here put it, we're importing stress from Tokyo. It's too early to say what impact these changes might have on Okinawa's legendary longevity, but already physicians report more cases of smoking, obesity, and other risk factors. None of this bodes well for Okinawa's status as an island of immortality. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Okinawa, Japan.